Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for the Ian Furness Show.
You want me to turn it up?
Send your text to 49451 on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Friday. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. That was a different intro than I'm used to hearing, and frankly, I don't know what to do about it.
It's Friday. Here we go. Let's wrap this thing up. We done?
Is this when you lie and say it's a mailed-in Friday, and I have to explain, no, we actually have good radio plan today.
All right,
explain that real quick.
We're out. Softies next. See ya.
That's how I feel about what's
going on. Where are you at today?
I'm in the Redbox producers booth, and by the way, Redbox has the newest movies. They are fresh from the theater, and they are under $2 a night, so head to the box or stream on demand.
That's cool. Kevin is there, I'm here, and I'm ready to do what we call the headline.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
1 o'clock headlines brought to you by Venue Kings, venuekings.com. Mariners came from behind last night. Couple in the ninth, how about that? Rallying for a win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Overcoming the greatness it is, Mike Zunino and company. They got a win. 2 of the 9, Seager with the game-winning hit. How about that, though? Come-from-behind wins are fun, right? Come-from-behind wins are fun.
Of course they are.
Last night, speaking of which, the Milwaukee Bucks stayed alive in the NBA playoffs with a 104-89 win over... Sink it, thank you. Over the Brooklyn Nets.
Two games, you're out of control.
Two games tonight. Atlanta, Philadelphia. The Hawks can close out the Sixers and the Clippers and the Jazz. And the Clippers can close out the Jazz. Both number one seeds in the NBA could be done tonight in NBA playoffs.
How many seven-game series will we see in the Eastern Conference or in the conference semifinals? Right now we have one. Will we have two, three, or just the one?
I think one. I think both those other teams are done tonight.
I think you're probably right.
I think they're both done tonight. College football playoff expansion, and it became one step closer to reality. It wouldn't happen until 2023, more than likely, but another meeting last night, and they're moving ahead as of this morning. The Pac-12, despite, I think, some, I don't want to say erroneous reporting, but I think people are kind of freaked out about it. Pac-12 is on board, both Larry Scott and Kwiatkowski, both saying, yes, we like it. You know why they like it? $30 million, they like it.
I mean, it helps.
30 million reasons why to like it.
I have to laugh seeing Larry Scott in the picture, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, what the hell is he doing?
It's not June 30th yet, I guess. But it's a good deal. We will touch in on that a little bit here in the first segment. And U.S. Open leaderboard, Richard Bland, one of the best stories in sports. This is almost something. I'll save it for something good later. His story is phenomenal.
I'm going to be honest. I've done the work to not research it, so I look forward to hearing it at 150.
Richard Bland, 5-under leader. He is the clubhouse leader in the U.S. Open right now. One shot ahead of Russell Henley, who's teeing off as we speak. He's got a 2-shot lead over Bubba Watson, John Rahm, and others.
John Rahm. Oh. Anybody excited about that?
When you have him in a pool and he sinks about a 10-footer for par on the last hole, yes. Grinding it out today.
69-70.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. That was for a birdie on that last hole. That was a par 5. Thank you very much, Johnny. Love that. Yeah. Especially when you got Kepka and Schauffele also. Good times for me. So Bobby Casper is going to join us at 1:30 today. Real Golf Radio, realgolfradio.com. He'll break down the U.S. Open. We'll talk a little bit about where we're at. 121st U.S. Open, Torrey Pines. And for many of us, if you're a golf fan, this is like... If you're a golf fan and you're a dad, this is just a phenomenal weekend because you've got some equity, at least you should, especially Sunday final round, to do what many of us lazy-ass golf fans and dads like to do on Father's Day and lay around and watch the final round of the U.S. Open. And thankfully, it falls most of the time, I think all the time, on Father's Day.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, and we should have a good tournament. We'll talk to Bobby about that coming up at 1:38. Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, 205, his weekly visit, brought to you by Porter New York, porternewyork.com.
It's rare meat well done.
We'll check in with him. First of all, we'll bust his chop. Not bust his chop. He actually did a good job. He had a really cool experience last weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit. Really, I mean, one of those things that I think everyone would love to have a chance to do and for their favorite team, and
yeah,
he did it.
If it has to be for that team, is it even worth it?
Yes, it is.
I just don't know.
It is. So we'll talk to – and also get the latest on Aldon Smith and other Seahawk and NFL news. Special guest at 2:15. We have – This is a big but also really exciting announcement coming up at 2:15 today, and it's something that we are asked about often. I'm asked about it multiple times every week, and you get texts and questions on this as well all the time. And
yep.
We have some really, really good, exciting, fun news coming up at 2:15. So stick around for that. I want to do something a little different today. Before I get into sports, per se, and we'll talk college football playoff and some other things. Before I get into that, I want to, and I dare say there are no guarantees that we're going to get to all of these, but we will carve out a good 10 minutes at 2:30 today for text. And here's what we're going to do on the text line on this Friday before Father's Day weekend. I kind of feel bad. I let it slip. I'll be honest with you, Kev. I let it slip. I'll do a better job next year, especially when you're a dad, officially a dad. You're going to be a dad. You're kind of a dad. You're a half dad, whatever you are right now.
I mean, he was kicking me last night.
Then you're a dad. But you tell you're changing diapers and dealing with weight. Yeah, you're only kind of partway there. But I'll do a better job next year. Usually we do stuff, give stuff away and do things like that. And I think I'll be honest with you, with our sales staff not in the building, and it just stuff falls through the cracks. It just didn't happen. So I'm going to try to do the next best thing. I want you to pay tribute to your dad, and here's how we're going to do this at 2:30 today. Like I said, I won't guarantee we'll get them all in, but we're going to do our very best. Instead of reading texts like "you're dummy" or "I agree with you" or "you're smart" or "you're dumb," what have you, I want you to text in to 49451. It's the Coors Seltzer text line, the world's most refreshing seltzer. Plus for me. I want you to text in your dad's name. If your dad had an influence on you, especially sports-wise, first and last, text your dad's name in at 49451, and we'll read the names. Maybe give me a line or two why it's special for him to wish him a happy Father's Day. And here's a great thing. If your dad can't listen today, you can always go back. Hey, Dad, they read about you on the radio station. You can download the podcast. Kevin will put that up in a separate podcast for us. Made it very easy to do. So it's like, hey, Dad, you know, I said something about you on the radio today, that Ian read it, what have you. I want you guys to pay tribute to your dad. Say thank you to your dad. I think, you know, all too often... especially, you know, I think as you get older a little bit, you kind of take your parents for granted. And trust me, then one day they're not there. And or things happen. You know, my dad was a great influence on me. Not sports-wise. He wasn't a sports fan. I've told the story many times. In fact, he was the opposite of a sports fan. But he was such a great influence. Otherwise, I'm in this business of television and radio because of my dad. I wanted to be my dad growing up. I wanted to... You know, I wanted to be on the news. I wanted to read the news. I don't do that. I read sports, so it's not nearly as important. But I wanted to do what he did. And I grew up in a news station. I grew up at Como. I literally would go to with him. When he worked night shifts in the summer, I'd go and he did the 11 o'clock show. I'd hang out with him. It was awesome. When he worked a weekend shift, he was doing the weekend news, I'd go hang out with him and bug the sports guys, Harry Sloan, Rick Meter, those guys. I hung out a ton with Bruce King when I was a kid, and Bruce was a great influence on me in my career. And so my dad gave me that opportunity, and so I always thank him. He had years ago, probably about 10, 12 years before he passed away. He passed away 3 years ago, but before that, he had a series of a few strokes, didn't do a good job of taking care of himself, and you know, he wasn't the same person, which was always sad. It was hard, and so... You know, I know he watched me on TV. I know he listened on the radio on occasion, even though he wasn't a sports fan, and that meant the world to me. But my dad was a huge influence on me in this crazy-ass business of broadcasting. My grandfather was a sports fan of my family. He was my dad's dad, Norm, old Norman. He was a sports fan, played semi-pro hockey, was just a huge, huge sports fan, and that's probably where I got the love of sports. So I always think about them every year. My father-in-law, Jim Maine, is going through a lot of health issues right now. I think about him often. But I want you guys, because I think the point being here, you know, as you get older and you have your own kids and you have your own life and maybe you don't live next to them anymore, much like Kevin, for a long period of time, we lived away from our parents, my wife and I. And so you just kind of – You know, maybe you're not as tight and as close. My son's not even in town this year for the first time for Father's Day. I won't see him. He's out of town, which is a bummer. But I want you guys to take the opportunity and try to keep it fairly short. But it only means something if you give us his first and last name.
People are already doing a nice job with it for the most part.
Perfect. Yeah.
First and last name and then the reason. And I love it.
And just a quick line and why. And like I said, we will read at 2:30 today as many as we can. We'll get them on the air. We'll pay tribute. And I'll do this, since you already get some in. We will do what we do for fantasy football. We'll read from bottom up.
Yeah.
First ones to come in. Yep. So earlier you get them in, the better chance they'll get read.
And just by the way, if someone texted in, what if they passed? I mean, obviously we can read it in tribute of someone who's no longer with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's just important to do that this weekend. And like I said, you know, normal year, I think, in a normal year, we're probably giving away booze or something, golf, what have you. Maybe Softy's doing that later. He's at Lakeland Village.
I don't think we're allowed to give away booze.
Yeah, probably not. What do we do with the Tomar guys for St. Patrick's Day? Did we just give away gear?
We had packages.
We didn't give away fifths.
where the hell is that?
We did give away a fifth.
No, I don't think there are any fifths going.
Of Irish whiskey.
We're trying to keep our licenses and being good.
We're not allowed to give away booze, huh? Damn it! What kind of world do we live in? Where we can't give away booze.
You know, Ian, we're in a world where that has rules. And without rules, there's chaos.
Well, then that's...
Apparently, that's one of the rules.
Okay, well, that's fine. We'll play by the damn rules, if that's what you say.
I almost feel like
so
we should play...
So 49451, text those in, first and last name. No, we're not giving away a C-note.
Sorry.
We'll do that next Thursday. But just text those in today as we pay tribute to your fathers. And like I said, if your dad can't listen, if he's out of town, he can listen on the iHeartRadio app. But Kevin will put that up on a podcast later, yeah, so you can download it.
Yeah, no, that'd be really cool. I almost feel like we should play like Pomp and Circumstance under it, almost turn it into like a graduation ceremony combined with Father's Day.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you know what? And I was going to do Richard Bland for something good. I want to do something good as well later on because today's the last day of school for so many people.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you guys might be running around. You might be in the car right now with your kids, picking them up, what have you. You know,
my wife is closing up shop for a little while too.
Yeah, probably for a long while.
Yeah.
And today's a weird day too because, you know, a lot of schools finishing today, but you can't really get close and do like an end of the year party in the classroom like we did all growing up. You know, you grow up and a couple moms would bring popsicles in, you know, and all those fun things. And you can't even do that right now, obviously. So there's a lot of schools. I dare say most schools are doing something like elementary schools are doing like drive-through parades and
more of those.
Yeah, you know, let's drive through, wave to the teachers. But it's an emotional thing. My daughter's going through that today. I saw some video of hers, and it's hard, man. It's hard for kids. It's hard for everybody.
For sure.
Let's hope that, you know, 12 months from now when we're sitting here on Father's Day weekend and it's the end of the school year, that we're not talking about all this. I think we're very near the finish line. It feels like we're near the finish line. So let's hope we get there next year without any setbacks along the way. So text that in, 49451, Coors Seltzer text line, world's most refreshing seltzer. See, there you go. And we'll do that coming up at 2:30 today, so we make sure you tune in for that.
I'm looking forward to him. I'm getting the head start on him.
I don't even want to look at him because I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you'll choked up.
I'll have a hard time getting through it.
Yeah.
I will. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things we've learned with our listeners over the years is, you know, me and you listening and Kevin, we all have something in common, you know, and, you know, most of our listening audience are males, are guys, and, you know, with families or for you, a family coming on the way. I can't wait till you are a father and have a baby and you and Amy, and like, it's like, there it is. Like, and I can't wait till sometime in September and October when you're saying, oh man, this, and I'm like, yeah, you're the joys of fatherhood, fella. I cannot wait to see you go through that process. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And then I'll explain to you how it doesn't get easier.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It doesn't get easier. Softy, I should mention this. Softy is out at Lakeland Village today. He and Fane. Shockingly, as I called out there to talk to Eric Briggs to check in on how things are going, and Briggs like, I'm running around like, oh, it's crazy. Oh, it's jam-packed. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Where's Softy? He's playing golf. Shocking.
Was this not something you predicted ahead of time?
Total show preparation for them right now. So that's what they're doing. You know one thing I didn't get to? I love this. Shohei Ohtani is going to be in the Home Run Derby. How awesome is that? Like, how fantastic is that when we understand, we have a superstar who understands what All-Star Games and that kind of thing is all about, which is entertainment and the show itself.
You know, it's actually something, as I saw that, I need to go back and look. Major League Baseball has done a pretty good job of getting legit stars to do the home run derby at least once.
Yeah.
I love the NBA, even though people up on 710 on the dial don't let us listen to the NBA in Seattle.
Yes.
I love the NBA, but they don't do a great job of getting their stars to do the dunk contest. And they should. That's supposed to be the marquee event of that weekend.
Right. I agree.
But with baseball, I'm telling you, the home run derby, they get pretty much they get the guys that should be there most of the time.
And most of the time. But a lot of times you'll have guys leading the league and they'll complain about, oh, it's going to mess up my swing. But Griffey did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he did it multiple times.
Yeah, he did it multiple times. Boy, the one here was fantastic. I remember, you know, Jason Giambi did it. You know, I mean, it was, as it turns out, he should have done it because he was more popped up than anybody else was out there. But, you know, I agree. The three-point shooting contest, the NBA always has their guys do. Like, Clay's done it a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean,
Steph's done it.
Yep.
Most guys. Like, the shooters do that. But, the dunk contest, which you said, you're right. That should be kind of the big thing. And was Michael did it. What? There's two famous videos of Michael in the dunk contest. And one of them is from here at the Seattle Center Coliseum.
Uh-huh.
And to understand which one it was, you see that if you look at the kind of the facade of the bowl and it's red, that's here at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Pre-career. That was actually a better building than Key Arena, to be honest with you. But only held 14,000. But yeah, Michael did it. Sean Kemp did it. You know, D. Brown pumped up his shoes and did it.
Now, I wonder, was D. Brown as big of a deal back then when he did it? I mean, I don't think D. Brown's not a big deal, period.
No.
Is he?
He was a big deal because he pumped ahead of the Reebok pumps.
Yeah.
But that was cool. But you know what? It made him into something. And it was, did he beat Kemp? God, I think for some reason, I want to say Kemp lost to someone smaller, and Sean's, I remember, I think he did one or two. I remember one, maybe the first one he did, he was unbelievable. Like, Kemp was, mostly because he was 6'10".
Just not used to seeing big guys.
Yeah. And 230 pounds, and just ferocious and powerful. Yeah, he was remarkable doing it and stuff. But yeah, so it's cool that Ohtani's doing that. We may not get time for Cole Beasley. I'm sorry.
If you want to be
that's kind of positive today. We don't even
entertained.
Yeah, just go.
Go check Cole Beasley on Twitter, and you can see he apparently has never used a doctor in his life,
which is amazing with as an NFL player that he's never had to see the team doctor. I mean,
he gets healthy naturally.
Well, he's Superman. I mean, listen, unless there's kryptonite around, he's fine. I don't know what part of crazy is more crazy, him or John Stockton these days, but that's fine. The college football playoff, I did want to touch on that real quick. This is going to happen. Like, there's no doubt it's going to happen. Now, remember one of the reasons it's going to happen. It's not just because of, you know, it's the right thing to do and to kind of eliminate some of the, I think they use the term fatigue, and I would agree with that. There is a fatigue with the same, I mean, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State.
Yeah.
You know, you throw in your LSU, you throw in your Oklahoma. Softy's got the number. What is it?
But 60? It's those three.
It's those three plus a couple others that are there almost every single year. And we're tired. And it also, it takes out huge chunks of the country in terms of a viewing audience. But not only that, it just makes no sense. The rich get richer. The not so rich don't get richer. The competitive balance across the country continues to suffer. And honestly, college football, it's big business, and also it's big money. And in addition to that, for no other reason, like, you have teams and conferences that literally aren't playing for anything ever. That's the goofy thing. It's like, oh, it'll make the regular season irrelevant. No, it won't. I pointed out when Washington won the Pac-12 championship remember that horrible championship game they had like 3-4 years ago against Utah?
Oh yeah.
Like 7-6 or 10-7 or 10-3 the final. It was just awful. Just an awful football game. And neither team was very good. But Washington was still a CFP playoff team by those standards. They were ranked number 9 in the college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up with, I think, 3 losses heading into their bowl game. They had a 4th loss after the bowl game. But they had 3 losses. They would have still gone. The Pac-12 will go every year. So the Pac-12 season will become more and more relevant every year. More relevant, I would argue, than it is right now today.
Well, and I would just say, I was thinking, what's the one of the most memorable bowl games we can ever think of? For me, Boise State.
Yes, yes.
Imagine if that game had then meant Boise State got to move on and get a chance to play an even bigger team or play in, I mean, this incredible moment could have been even meant even more.
The Statue of Liberty play with Boise State on the two-point conversion, all that, was one of the most memorable college football plays of all time. And yes, you're right.
That doesn't get lessened. It gets it's even bigger deal.
Crazy stuff going on. U.S. Open, the late wave has just teed off, and it's going to be a gong show. If you like to watch guys struggle on a golf course, it's going to be for you this weekend. We'll talk about it. Bobby Casper next.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now back to Ian Furness on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
I forgot to mention in the headlines, we have National Hockey League action tonight.
We do indeed.
Kevin, what station is that on?
That would be on 950 KJR. You can also listen on your iHeartRadio app. Just say, okay, Google, play 950 KJR on iHeartRadio. Or, Alexa, play 950 KJR on iHeartRadio.
Well, and just if people are wondering, we would love, as a radio cluster, we have lots of stations here, we would love to be able to bring you both the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I got a little pissed last night. I tweeted about it. I don't normally do that.
NBA playoffs, they are controlled by another entity in town, and they just don't feel like it's important enough to put them on the air for you. So
not only will they not put it on their air on any of their stations, they won't allow it to be aired at all in the market.
Which they used to, but apparently it's not happening anymore. Bobby Casper joins us right now. Real Golf Radio, realgolfradio.com. And the U.S. Open round two well underway as we are, the afternoon groups are starting to hit the course. The final ones go off at about 2:40, I believe. So we had a lot of golf left to be played. Bobby, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Ian. How you doing?
I'm very good. Boy, an hour ago, less than an hour ago, I'm driving in and I'm listening to the coverage on, and I hear, well, the cut line's probably around 2 or 3. It's now at 4 over par. Yep. What do you think it's going to be? Where do you think the magic number to play this weekend's going to be when it's all said and done after the afternoon groups?
I think 4 over par is a pretty good number. I think 2 or 2 and 3 are a little too low, but I think 4 over par is what it's going to be. And that'll get in players like Jordan Spieth, Troy Merritt from Idaho. He comes on our radio show all the time. Also, Phil Mickelson is at 4 over par right now and needs to shoot even par or better to keep inside the cut line.
So as we look through here, by the way, it's top 61, I believe, right? Top 61 in ties.
60.
Top 60 in ties. Yep. And number 60 right now is +3. So they're going to be, it's going to be dicey for those guys if you're kind of hanging around that line when it's all said and done. Those guys that are +5 are probably done. And over Colin Morikawa, he's got some work left to do, right? I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. Max Homa, some pretty good players that need to kind of get going here. Let's go to the top of the leaderboard, though. I was going to mention this for our we do a thing called Something Good, but I'm going to do it right now. The leader at 5 under in the clubhouse after a 4 under 67 today is Richard Bland, a Britishman who has one career victory on tour, and it came about a month and a half ago at the age of 48. Bobby, this guy is a career grinder. What a great story.
Yeah. Okay. So he's been on tour for quite a while. He's played 487 events before he won a tournament, which was, like you said, about a month ago. So if he were to go on and win the tournament, it's the year of the old folks then, you know, because he's 48. He would tie prior to Phil Mickelson winning at 50. He would have tied at age 48. But, you know, we've talked about this a lot and a lot about major championships and how there's contenders and there's pretenders. And I think this guy at age 48, just having won once on the European Tour, only played two U.S. Opens, and here he is leading. I think you're not going to see the guy at the top of the leaderboard after the end of three rounds.
Who do you like right now? There's some guys that have completed the John Rahm got around in one under, and it was an absolute grind to get to one under. I mean, he was his scorecard has all kinds of marks on it, bogeys and birdies and birdies and bogeys and a couple pars sprinkled in. Is Rahm still the guy to beat in your mind?
Well, I think so. The reason I think so is he's going to go work on his game. Now he's got plenty of time before he plays tomorrow afternoon. Coming off the COVID thing and having something to prove, this is a golf course that he loves. I think John Rahm is a phenomenal pick for this one. But, you know, Louis Oosthuizen is playing some great golf. He had a chance at the PGA just a month ago. Also, Bubba Watson played well today. He shot 4 under 67. You got to look at him as well. And then, you know, Brooks Koepka just got started. Xander Schauffele's just getting ready to tee off. There's a lot of good players that are right there at the top of the leaderboard that are going to have a chance when it all comes down to it.
Bryson DeChambeau is very much in it. 5 back, even par through 2. He shot a 2 under 69 today. Is he a true contender in this thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he went from shooting 2 over par to getting back to even par with a 69. You know, if he goes out and does that again, it's, you know, he's going to be right in the mix of it. Ian, I'm telling you that when it all comes down to it, at the end of the day tomorrow, the leader is going to be right around 3 or 4 under par. It's not going to go a lot lower. And, you know, we started with 21 players at under par today, and it's already down to 16. So as the day goes on, as the conditions get tougher, as it gets a little windier, which it's breezy right now, as the course starts to dry out, those under par scores are going to go by the way, and you're not going to see as many guys under par. We also talked with John Bodenhammer. He's from up there in the Pacific Northwest. Yep. He's with the USGA. We spoke with him, and he's going to be on our show tomorrow morning. But he said the course is right where they want it. It's going to get a little bit tougher every day, and the course is going to come to them and get a little bit crustier on Saturday and Sunday, and you're going to see scores go up, and it's going to be a lot tougher.
Bobby Casper, Real Golf Radio, joining us. Before I let you go, Bobby, when we look at this, I think this is a unique setup for this reason. I want you to kind of expand on this. Torrey Pines is like, the rough is brutal. It's as penal as it can get. If you miss fairways, you're going to get penalized. You're better off in the sand than the rough around the green. We all know about that this week. But what I think is really unique about it is the tee time is incredibly important. Now, as we know, in a golf tournament, we get to the weekend, the better you do, the later you tee off. Is that a disadvantage this weekend? Because the leaders will be the final guys to tee off, and the conditions with the wind get far tougher in the afternoon.
Well, they do get tougher in the afternoon, but by virtue of you being in the later groups, let's say the last two or three groups on the golf going out on the weekend and on Saturday and Sunday, that means that you're playing better than everybody else, that you understand the conditions better, and you putt better on the greens. You've made more birdies, that kind of thing. So, yes, is it tougher? Absolutely, 100%. But it will be tougher for everybody unless you tee off like the very, very first ones on Saturday or Sunday. So, you understand that going in, and you've got to make the best of it when it comes down to it at the end.
Should be a lot of fun this weekend, my man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Real Golf Radio, realgolfradio.com. That's the website. You can go check out the app as well. Those guys do a terrific job. It's Bobby Casper, Brian Taylor, Real Golf Radio. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Ian, and we'll talk to you soon.
There you go. Bobby Casper joining us. You can listen to the show, listen to the podcast. This is going to be an interesting – you're going to see a lot of movement, I think, on that leaderboard, as Bobby mentioned, throughout the weekend. Phil Mickelson just teeing off right now, as Bobby mentioned. He's got to shoot at least even par today. At least has to shoot a 71 to stay in it.
And it's on the tough side to do it.
And on top, I mean, just the conditions, the wind gets gets more brutal in the second half of the day. I just saw Xander Schauffele just teed off. He's in the same group. He went in the trap on the left side. I mean, it is kind of a battle of survival for these guys as they make their way around in the afternoon. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. Daily Power Play, and then a little something good to tribute today to a group of people that needs a tribute and deserve a tribute after a very long 18 months, I'd say, when it's all said and done. I think you can relate. I know your wife can. We'll do that next.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In front, Kundra! Score! Wishnot! Score! Connor McDavid!
This is the Daily Power Play.
It's Crosby atop the crease, and the Pens win!
Oh my, they left Ovechkin wide open!
Brought to you by the Seattle Kraken. Check out the Kraken team stores in Seattle at Chandler's Cove and at Bellevue Square. Safely shop exclusive Kraken merch you can't get anywhere else.
And now we're going to have a goalie fight! This is the battle of Alberta! We've been waiting for
Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Daily Power Play is brought to you by the Seattle Kraken Team Store. Visit sportsradiokjr.com. Enter the Daily Power Play, your chance to win a $50 gift card for the Seattle Kraken Team Store. Check out the Kraken Team Stores in Seattle at Chandler's Cove and at Bellevue Square, second floor, next to Mac Cosmetics. We will announce, I believe, two winners next week.
A twofer.
I'll have a twofer.
A twofer Monday.
Our crack promotions team all on vacation this week. So because of that, we'll have not one, but two $50 gift cards to announce next week for the Seattle Kraken Team Store. So make sure you enter to win. It's very simple. You just go to sportsradiokjr.com. Boom, boom, click, click. Thanks for coming. And you can win $50 to spend as you like at the Seattle Kraken Team Store.
Just so you're not floating around wondering what boom, boom, click, click, thanks for coming means, 950kjr.com. On the left side, you'll see contests. Click contests. Click Daily Power Play. Enter. That's all it is.
So, boom.
Wow. Boom is contests. Boom is power play. Click, click is enter and log in. That's it.
Where'd Kepka's ball go?
I don't know, but while we're looking for it.
13 seconds left. Pressured by point. Dobson pressure. Goes behind his own net. 10 seconds left. Dobson, a lead feed blocked by McDonough. Shoots it toward the open net. Blocked by Dobson. 5 seconds left. Dobson lost and McDonough gets it back. Time winds down in game three. A feed down the ice is going to miss everyone. And it is over. The Lightning win game three. 2-1.
Wow.
And they lead the series 2-1.
Lightning over the Islanders. Defending Stanley Cup champions. Regain home ice advantage with a win at Nassau Coliseum. Andrei Vasilevskiy continues to be great on the road. He has allowed one goal or fewer in each of his last four road games in the playoffs. That's just unreal.
That is ridiculous. Like, he's got to be getting close to the conversation of, like, greatest of all time with what he's doing these days.
Well, he has more wins in NHL history among goalies of Russian nationality than anybody.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, I'm trying to think. Nabokov? Getting Nabokov? Who else?
Bobrovsky? Is he Russian?
But he doesn't have
it. I don't know.
I just, one.
I was surprised myself coming up with one.
Yeah, no, he's been absolutely sensational. So they take the 2 games in 1 seriously. Other note yesterday, Rod Brind'Amour. Remember him? He was going to be your Kraken coach?
I do.
That would have been a good hire. He won the Jack Adams Award. That's the coach of the year in the National Hockey League. Basically, yesterday signed a 3-year contract extension to stay with the Carolina Hurricanes and was named the coach of the year. It's the Jack Adams Award. And there you go. Congratulations to Rod Brind'Amour. He is the third coach in NHL history to win that award with the same franchise with whom he won a Stanley Cup. The others, as you well know, Kevin, include Patrick Roy. Some people call him Wah.
Why?
From Colorado. And the other was what? Bill Barber with the Philadelphia Flyers.
All right.
Played for him, won a Stanley Cup, and also named Coach of the Year with the same franchise.
That's pretty cool.
Feeling more and more like Rick Tocchet.
Ooh.
The Kraken. Feeling more and more that it's Rick Tocchet.
Educated guess or informed guess?
Elliot Friedman, we talked yesterday about with Darren Dreger.
Mm-hmm.
got the feeling from him. We talked about it earlier this week on our show that Tockett seems to be nearing the top of the list. And then Elliot Friedman yesterday saying that Tockett might have had actually a third interview. I don't know why you need three interviews, but nevertheless, might have had a third interview with the Kraken. He reported that last night on Sportsnet during their game. So, yeah, man, it could be our guy Rick Tockett.
All right.
It's all said and done.
Well, Tockett has done some radio in his life, so I would imagine he would be a decent fella to have on the air.
I would hope so.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd be thrilled to work for an organization that's not bankrupt.
I guess, yeah, that's a good thing, too. I think
that would probably be a really good thing when it's all said and done. All right, that's your Daily Power Play. Let's get something good. We started the show mentioning this. We're going to do a little thing coming up at 2:30 today. It's Father's Day weekend. We're asking people to text in their father's name first and last, and just a quick thank you and tribute, whether it's sports-related or not. We'll do that at 2:30 today. The other thing this weekend, this is the end of school year, by and large, all around the area. Now, I know some school districts have already finished, but most and many are finishing today. And I just think Kevin and I both have a soft spot in our heart for educators. Kevin's wife is a music teacher.
One specifically, yeah.
Yeah, and Kevin's wife is a music teacher, which, I don't know, outside of P.E., I'm not sure who would have had a harder time.
P.E. can be outside.
Yeah, so probably music would be the hardest.
It's been a challenge.
It has been a challenge.
Yeah.
My daughter is in her second year as a third grade teacher, teaching little people that are trying to understand why they can't give Miss Furness a hug and, you know, why we have to wear a mask all day in a classroom. For Bree and for Amy and for all of you teachers out there, a tip of the cap. You guys, men and women, and let's put the others in there as well. The principals, everyone that's school district, it has been a lot of heavy lifting over the last couple of years. And so I think it's just time to say thank you. And something good today would be what the teachers and everyone have gone through in the last year and a half. I mean, it's been a long time since early March of last year. It's been an absolute grind for everybody. And so thank you to the teachers. You guys are absolute superstars and heroes in every sense of the book, man. Teaching Zoom, online, and then in a classroom. And I know Bree's told me the stories, and this isn't just her school district or her school or her. Most elementary school teachers know this. You had two classes, one morning class, one in the afternoon, split in half. And in between, you're a custodian.
Yeah.
And you're cleaning up the classroom and sanitizing everything. You're not having lunch. Maybe you're squeezing a sandwich in there. You can't go hang out with your fellow teachers in the lounge and compare notes. It has been awful. That's not what anybody signed up for, but they made the best of it. So tell your teacher thank you. Your kids are going to be better for it. And hopefully next year it's a better school year for everybody. But my teachers, you're something good.
I would imagine that Amy's head administrator, who is now retiring in October, is just a note to the administrations who have had to make impossible decisions where they're guaranteed to piss someone off. Mm-hmm. A tip of the cap to them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't win.
No.
Can't win.
Nope.
So, anyway, let's hope it's much better next year. We'll come back. Ian Rappaport. We call him Rap Sheet. What's the latest with Jamal Adams, Alden Smith, and much more next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.